Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handy, visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Richard, if you're not already.
All right, so Dave, last week I asked you who was the hottest guy in fantasy. And you like the hottest pickup, and you said
D'Ernest Johnson,
and he ended up having a huge game.
And a really good game.
Even though you weren't super high on him, you were like, he is the hottest guy. Who's the hottest guy this week?
I think it's Kenneth Gainwell with Philadelphia. We know that Miles Sanders isn't going to play, and Gainwell is going to be part of a rotation at running back, and it could be a scary three-headed rotation, but he seems to be the one that's going to work the best in passing down situations, which means that when Jalen Hurts is in a bind, he can dump off a pass to Gainwell. Gainwell can make a play after the catch. We've also seen him do well in short yardage situations. And he'll handle some of the running back workload as well. And I think that there's a little bit of staying power with Kenneth Gainwell, meaning that when Miles Sanders does come back, we could see Gainwell remain in a role in the Philadelphia offense. Of course, this is all contingent on Philadelphia actually running the football. They did a pretty decent job of it last week. 18 carries for their running backs against Las Vegas. Before that, they were averaging 13 running back carries per game. So they're trying to commit to the run game a little bit more. And it's a good idea because Jalen Hurts, his last three games, he's been completing less than 55% of his passes. He's been getting a lot of his fantasy production on the ground. He needs to do a better job through the air. And if he doesn't start bringing home some wins in Philadelphia, we could see Gardner Minshew under center. If you've got Jalen Hurts as your fantasy quarterback, you may need to find somebody else on the waiver wire soon to use as a replacement.
Dave, sticking in the NFC East, what's the latest you're hearing on Kadarius Toney? I would love to play him on Monday night. The problem is, he's playing on Monday night. You're not sure if he's going to be available. What's the latest on Toney and his ankle injury that he's dealing with?
So he's practicing, and so is Kenny Galladay. So is Saquon Barkley. They're all working in some degree. Same thing with Sterling Shepard. There's a chance that all of them could be back for the Giants, although they're saying that they're not going to rush it. They want to take it easy with all of these guys. I don't know why they need them if they're going to beat Kansas City. They're not going to beat them with Darius Slayton and Evan Ingram, I can tell you that.
Right.
I think we will have a much better idea on where everybody is in that offense by Saturday. So if you're comparing somebody like Kadarius Toney to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, forget it. You got to start Valdez-Scantling, assuming that he's called up to the active roster before the game tonight. Maybe a better example would have been like A.J. Green or Christian Kirk. You've got to go with somebody playing tonight ahead of somebody who might be questionable for the Monday night game. And same thing goes, and this is gonna hurt to say, like, if you've got Saquon Barkley and you want to hold out hope that he plays, that's on you. But if your only other option is someone like A.J. Dillon or Chase Edmonds or James Conner, Conner's actually not that bad, but one of those guys, you got to play somebody tonight and take this.
No.
Did we lose Dave?
He's going to get with Saquon on Monday. Safe.
All right, so Jerry Judy's going to come back this week and play against a bad secondary. Wide receiver three spot, Judy, would you take a chance on playing him in his first game back since week one, or DJ Moore?
Oh, I would play DJ Moore. Just safer option. We know that he's going to get a bunch of catches. You're hoping that Sam Darnold gets back on the right page in the offense. Listen, the Atlanta Falcons pass rush is terrible. And so that's what Sam Darnold has to deal with. When he's got time to make a play, he's good. He's not good. He's okay.
He's all right.
He's all right. But you know what? He's good enough to help DJ Moore get good fantasy production. I'd love to find a way to start Jerry Jeudy. I think if you're starting DJ Moore as your wide receiver three, you are living life right, my friend. But Jeudy is eventually going to have a huge role in this Denver offense. Could be as soon as this week. I was extremely bullish on him back in August. And I'm excited to see him come back. I think he's going to do well.
All right, so I have one for you. These guys are all kind of the same to me. You have to pick one. Two running backs, either Tony Pollard or Alex Collins, or Christian Kirk, who's playing tonight.
What a mess. I think I'm gonna lean toward Kirk and the upside that he has, because this whole Seattle offense, Collins would be the only other option. Pollard is just too much of a wild card. Right. He might only get you like 3 fantasy points. Kirk has a decent chance to score against Green Bay. That defense plays a lot of zone coverage. I think Kirk can take advantage out of the slot. Hopefully he does. Alex Collins needs a lot to go right, and just nothing's been going right for Seattle other than, you know, the one throw that Geno threw to DK where, you know, he punched Marshawn Lattimore and Lattimore fell down, and that was that. But we don't even know how much work Collins is going to end up getting in the offense compared to what he did 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh. I think Kirk is your best shot.
All right, RB2, Khalil Herbert or Chuba?
I'm going to go with Herbert. I like the matchup for him, actually, against San Francisco. I know we think of the 49ers defense, and we think, oh, they're so tough against the run. Well, two things happened last week. Number one, Jonathan Taylor had himself a great game in the rain at the 49ers. I think that's worth mentioning. And number two, Khalil Herbert had 100 yards rushing against Tampa Bay. And you basically have to be, like, the previous, how many games is it? 16 plus 6? Previous 22 games, the Bucs allowed one 100-yard rusher. It was Dalvin Cook. He had 104. Herbert got there. And you know what? He actually looked good. His line wasn't terrible. The interior offensive line for Chicago was not bad. And I think they'll actually have their way with the 49ers. I think the Bears can win that game. Herbert will be a big reason why.
All right. You want to bang out some of these calls?
Yep,
let's see here.
Yeah.
All right. Got them locked in. Let's go to Cooper in D.C. Cooper, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dave. How are you all doing?
What's up?
So 0.5 PPR, this is for my flex spot. Right now I have Michael Carter, but should I pivot to Robbie Anderson or Valdez-Scantling tonight?
Yeah, Robbie Anderson is never the answer. He's got to have like 2 good games in a row for you to even think about him again. I'm surprised you still even have him on your fantasy team. Something like in his last 6 games, 39 targets, 10 catches. It's pathetic, so you could cut him. Valdez-Scantling is interesting. He's a high upside play who's really got an opportunity that we've never seen before for him. Usually he's playing with Devontae Adams or Alan Lazard, and Rodgers has to either spread the ball around or he's just going to target hog it to Devontae Adams. Well, now he's going to have to target hog it to Valdez-Scantling. And for what it's worth, over the 16 targets that he's had this year, Valdez-Scantling, I think his only mistake is falling down on a route. There's been no drops. There's been a lot of overthrows from Aaron Rodgers. So that's part of the reason why he's only had one deep ball catch this year. But he could come through for another one against Arizona, and I think the Packers have no choice but to lean on him in the short and intermediate range. Assuming he's activated off of IR before the game, I would take the upside with Valdez-Scantling over Michael Carter.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck, sir.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Pastor Jacques, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, boys. Hey, I heard you guys joning on JT this morning about the fact that he didn't look at his win or loss in fantasy till Tuesday morning.
Yes.
I kind of sympathize with that because I keep myself from peaking not that long, but till like maybe Sunday night when the Sunday night game starts because I don't want it to hijack my mood. But I got to watch. Like, I love the sweat. Do I got one more guy that can get me that win? But that just made me laugh. So.
I'm surprised because you're so into it. Like, you call every week. That you're not, like, monitoring during the games. I'm shocked.
Like, all week long, I study projections, and I look at my opponent's roster, and I see where I can get an edge, and I'm looking at it's like, I work at my fantasy pretty hard, because it's just so much fun to do that. But then I've got so much to do Sunday afternoon. I love when I get that little ding that there's a touchdown notification, and that brings me that, like, momentary sweat of joy.
It's the dopamine in your brain going crazy.
Do you have your phone light up when your guys score?
I don't need notifications.
I have to turn the buzzer off, right? Like, yeah. Or it's just, I'll keep running to the phone when I'm trying to do whatever with the kids. But
amazing.
I do love it. Hey, Dave, a quarterback question. Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, or maybe Carson Wentz. And for this week, and as well, who would you roster out of those three if you had to keep one for the rest of the season?
It would be Wentz for both. And, yeah, I don't know how many dings you're going to get with Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence on your phone on Sunday, but I think you'll get some with Carson Wentz against Tennessee. It was a little shocking that Tennessee beat Kansas City last week, and by little, I mean a lot. And Patrick Mahomes really did have a terrible game. Excuse me. But I think that had more to do with Mahomes than it did anything that the Titans' defense did specifically. And Wentz has been playing great, 20-plus fantasy points, four straight games, bunch of games with multiple touchdowns. I don't see it being necessarily a high-scoring game, and I think Jonathan Taylor's going to have his way with Tennessee's defense. But I think Carson Wentz can find a way to a couple of touchdowns, which means a good game for Michael Pittman. Maybe Mo Alley-Cox scores again. And Wentz is someone that you'll start ahead of Lawrence and DJ.
All right.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you, Jock. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
So, I got two quick ones for you. First one, need two of these for a full PPR. Mm-hmm. Chuba, Elijah Mitchell, and Cortland Sutton. And then the other one, keeping it in Denver, Jerry Judy, or Marquez Callaway. But in that league, it's a PPR and also points for punt return yards.
So I'm going to sit Chuba Hubbard in the first one. I like the other players better. And Sutton, even with Jerry Judy coming back, I think he's got a chance in PPR to outperform Chuba. I'm a little nervous about Chuba Hubbard against Atlanta. We saw his workload just not be what it was last week. I'm wondering what's going on there and if the Panthers are trying to get away from him just a little bit and try and make it more of a balanced run game with him and Royce Freeman. I do like Judy in the other spot. I think that he's worth taking the chance on. Over anybody that doesn't have high upside, you take the chance with a talent like Judy, who had a bunch of targets in less than one full game with Teddy Bridgewater. And I bet Bridgewater cannot wait to get Judy back on the field on Sunday.
All right.
Hey, real quick, we were talking about this earlier, and we're going to get to the calls, but next year, where would you drop Christian McCaffrey and Barkley in the draft? I said out of the first round.
How many more players are going to be better than him? But I know that fantasy managers are going to take one look at how many games they missed over the past two and three seasons, respectively, for McCaffrey and Barkley, and there is no chance that they're going to be top five picks.
Right.
I think at the absolute highest, they will be late first-round picks and maybe early second-round picks. Obviously, it's going to depend on your league scoring,
Yeah. How
many quarterbacks you're going to use, how many receivers you're going to use, and how many other running backs break out this year. You know, guys like Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, they're definitely going to go ahead. We already know who the number one pick is going to be next year, by the way. It's Derrick Henry.
Right.
But once those surefire fantasy running backs are gone, I guarantee you, every fantasy manager is going to say, well, I remember what I used to get out of Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. I'll take the chance on them again. And I think that that'll happen toward the end of round one. So thinking about Christian McCaffrey with the 10th overall pick, you would have loved it this year. It's probably what you're going to get next year.
All right, speed round time. No small talk allowed. One question only. No trade questions, no dumb questions. Dave's decision is final. Use the player's full name if he has a common name, like Smith, Williams, Davis, or Jones. No Bluetooth, no speakerphones.
All right, let's go.
Eight commandments.
I need to add probably two.
Add two.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jake.
Eight
Jake,
sounds weird.
Speed round, go.
Half point PPR. Thielen, Gibson, Connor, McKissick. Flex spot.
Thielen.
All right, let's go to Rich. Only speed round, go.
Rich.
PPR, two out of three. CD Lamb, DJ Moore, Corlin Sutton. Love this season.
Sit Sutton.
Oh, you just made Valdez's day. He got all excited. Let's go to Eric, Baltimore. Speed round, go.
Tonyan or Henry?
Henry.
And that's not Derek Henry.
No, it's Hunter.
Let's go to Jose.
Doesn't matter which Henry it
is. Right. Miami, Jose.
PPR, need two. Claypool, Judy, Meyer, Pollard, Dearness Johnson. Green Eye Bandit.
The first two.
Is D'Ernest Johnson a must-play in a flex?
Not if Chubb's
absolutely
back.
Absolutely not.
Not if Chubb's back.
It looks like he's coming back. Exactly.
So oh, he's definitely playing, coming back?
It's looking that way.
He's right. Practicing. He's practicing. It looks like Chubb is going to play. That means D'Ernest Johnson, maybe he gets 10 touches max.
All right.
Go to Randall, Mechanicsville. Speed round, go.
Cousins or Rodgers?
Cousins.
There you go.
Let me see.
But he wasn't good enough to stay here in D.C.
Jack, Indianapolis, speed round, go.
Standard need three, Metcalf, Hopkins, A.J. Brown, or Mike Williams.
Yeah, bomb squad.
Ooh, I think I'd sit D.K. Metcalf.
I mean, you got the bomb squad.
Dave, Lockett or Judy in a flex?
Let's go with Jerry Judy. I'm done with Tyler Lockett as long as Geno's the quarterback.
I'm done-ski with him. Yeah.
I'm in the same boat.
Brandon, speed round, go.
Julio Jones or Osborne in my last flex spot?
Yuck.
It'll be Julio over Osborne.
Mike, Alexander, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, Russell Gage, Roddy Anderson.
Robbie.
You're never Robbie.
It's Russell Gage. Never Robbie.
Never Robbie.
Bo Woodridge, speed round, go.
Mahomes or Stafford?
Mahomes.
Bob, speed round, go.
Matt Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers. We're not that
dumb
down
question.
On Aaron Rodgers.
That's just
No. Oh. Hold up. It's not a dumb question because Rodgers doesn't have Adams or Lazard. People are freaking out.
Good point.
But it's better to go with Rodgers than Mac Jones. I feel safer that way.
All right,
let's go. David, speed round, go.
Good morning, guys.
All right. You're done. Jordan, speed round, go.
PPR, Gesicki or Robert Tonyan?
Gesicki.
Gesicki's been a stud.
Tyler, Tampa, speed round, go.
Darrell Williams or Alex Collins?
Williams.
And let's go to our guy. I think he's there, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a league where I get points for people having existential crises. Should I start Sarah T-shirt weeping while listening to Rod Stewart or Lurch going to Blacksburg every 2 weeks?
Ooh. I think you got to start Sarah listening to Rod Stewart.
Listen right, to Trevor Young. More emotional, I think.
Hey, everybody, guys, at John DePompa on Venmo.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Get it in there, buddy.
All right, Dave, we got to run. Always great talking to you. At
Dave,
right, Dave Richard
good
on
luck.
Twitter. Good luck to you in all of your leagues.
I'll be texting you.
All 800 of them.
Hey, I'm down to 18 leagues, so I'm feeling good about that.
I'm
at Dave Richard 6923 on Venmo.
There you go. Might as well just get your Venmo.
By the way,
that's right,
there.
Man. Let's go crazy.
Let's do this.
That's not really my Venmo.
Next year, I want to be in a league with you.
Okay. That's a little interesting. Let's do it.
Why is it interesting? I just want to be in a league with you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know why you want to go 7-10 so bad.
Oh, smack talk.
Now I definitely want to be in a league with you. All right. We'll see you.
Get on.
Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again same time next week. When we come back, we will be entertained by Eric Bickle. He has reams of stories on his entertainment page that he'll do next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
actually. Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Jason Lockenfour is going to join us at 9. Ryan Zimmerman coming up at 9:25. Time now for the EP. That's the entertainment page. Brought to you by Wave Soda, which is awesome. We love it. Super simple. Just bubbly water. A splash of real juice and a little bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened. No stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish. 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Use our code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. It's kind of light EP, I got to be honest with you. But Keanu Reeves.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nah, I'm just telling you the truth. Keanu Reeves, apparently, he's got a stunt team from his John Wick movies.
John Wick, yes.
The John Wick 5. And
how much money has he made from the John Wick franchise?
Well, must have made a lot
tons.
Because he's apparently, I guess, got five guys that help him out with stunts.
Okay.
And he bought them all 10,000 customized Rolexes. You know how like when offensive linemen you know, will buy somebody, or their quarterback will buy their offensive lineman,
sure,
you know, some sort of gift? That's what Keanu Reeves did with his stunt team. They say he for his first film he made $10 million, but when you combine the back end, he made $35 million on it. They're saying the second and third Matrix movies earned more than $1.2 billion at the worldwide box office, and Keanu. I don't know. What did he sign a deal? He could have made $75 million more, but I guess by the deal he made, he didn't make as much. But nevertheless, he's made a boatload cakes. Isn't he thought of as being one of the world's stiffest actors? Like,
I thought he had that reputation, but he's done some serious movies. I think within the industry, they actually probably think he's a better actor than we think.
Right. I actually think
I'm an FBI agent.
That's a pretty good Keanu from Point Break.
Ben Affleck
is
pretty
stiff.
That's
his greatest line ever.
Do you think Ben Affleck is a stiff actor?
I think Ben Affleck's a better actor than Keanu.
You do?
Yeah. I enjoy his movies better than Keanu.
What is he doing? He's doing like the Wynn MGM or whatever the hell he's doing. What is he doing? Those Wynn commercials?
I think that's correct,
and then
he directed one with his mother-in-law. Well, I guess it's not his mother-in-law. J-Lo's mom.
J-Lo's mom, right. He's like, have you watched the commercials? Is he acting? Because he's putting on like a slang accent almost, where he's talking about like looking at the lines.
The black guy that does the commercial with, can't remember the actor's name, but he's in my show Snowfall. He's a great actor.
But do you think he talks the way he's talking in that, when he's in the back of the car and he's looking at the line?
Like, probably, I don't know.
Just the way he's talking is just kind of tilting me.
I actually like that.
You did?
I like that commercial.
I didn't like his accent. I just didn't like
See if you can get that.
You didn't I just felt like how he was did, trying to talk cool.
How did Last Duel do at the box office?
Oh.
That's the Damon Affleck movie.
What?
I don't have that. You're asking me for something I don't
have. Usually you start off with box office info.
Not on Thursday.
Well, I'm just curious.
Which one did you want to know? Doom?
The Last Duel.
Not
the
Last Duel.
Rick?
Oh.
I don't know if it's out
yet. Don't you remember?
Is it out?
I thought it was. Maybe not. I see right here it's at Regal.
Oh, it's out. It looks like a big old stinker. It's made $8.5
million
total. Wow, that's not good.
They peaked at Good Will Hunting.
I mean, it's seventh on the list right now.
Well, that movie, that was the one that they wrote together that just got panned. People said it was doo-doo.
What do you think WynnBET's paying Ben Affleck?
$10 million.
Oh, lots. Millions.
I mean, millions.
Melvin Gregg, by the way, is the actor.
They're paying him probably about the same that BetMGM is paying Jamie Foxx.
Do you have the audio from that commercial, Valdez?
It's on YouTube.
I think he's doing like a cool like accent. It's just it tilts me.
DP,
like,
why do you
like
say
a
that
cool
it got,
guy or something?
Why do you say the movie got panned? I just went to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
85% from critics, 81% audience.
That's close.
Okay. It's what I read. I remember reading that.
Well, I mean, it's just threw out there. It got panned.
I didn't make it up. I remember reading guys saying how terrible the script was. Go ahead, Valdez, play it again.
Good to have you boys back.
You know how it is.
We never really left.
Slow down, though. I got to make my picks.
You want to get on this WynnBET with me?
I like where your head's at, but Boston's not covering.
WinBet, huh?
Yep.
Bet any game, any time, and you bet with Win, so it's the best. You don't need to cover?
See, that part, I hate that part.
I think it's, that's his anytime. Boston dialect.
It's the best.
From Boston. That. That's his dialect.
I don't think it's the Boston. I think it's him just
He's just a Southie at heart.
Bet any game, anytime. It's the best.
Maybe he's trying to sound cool.
He loves Sam Adams. He loves it.
The best. It's you don't need to cover? Look at the numbers.
Look at the offense.
With what, Frank? A microscope? Go.
Who's the guy that's going, look at the offense?
That's just the limo driver.
Okay. He's just doing a roll.
But I'm telling you, that Melvin Gregg is money. He's a better actor than Ben Affleck.
I don't think that's hard.
Please let me be a bad actor for millions. Please. I'm just ready for that to happen. Right. I'm available
for
hire.
How did we get on that, Ben Affleck? Oh, you were
I don't know.
Keanu.
I'm talking about John Wick and stiff actors. And, yeah. All right. This story is just sort of intriguing because obviously it involves sex. And so that always perks up Valdez's ears. apparently, there was an Amazon driver that picked up some chick and slammed her out in the van. Now, was he dropping off a package? And how did the rendezvous occur? Because I don't have the video.
I DM'd it to you, but he has the car parked, and then you just see her, like, stumbling out of the van.
Right.
With her top kind of pulled down. So there was some funny business.
Pulled.
Funny business.
Yeah, but she's got no shoes
panky,
on.
Panky, if you will, Valdez.
So did he drop off a package and then she came out to look for a package in the van?
No, like, it's a TikTok of someone like on a balcony it starts with a woman opening the back door and with her miniskirt on.
By the way,
stepping out of the van.
On a side note, I don't know if you guys saw the latest TikTok that went viral. From Jackson Mahomes. Unfortunately, I saw
The only one I saw was the Sean Taylor thing.
It's Patrick Mahomes sitting in what appears to be a restaurant, and he just looks like he just wants to be anywhere but where he is.
Yeah.
And his wife goes to the camera. She starts twerking.
She's annoying.
She starts twerking. Then she goes out of the frame, and then it's stupid, talentless Jackson Mahomes doing his goofy dance, and Patrick Mahomes, the only Mahomes of real note, is sitting at the table just looking at his phone, just thinking to himself, how have I gotten to this place in my life where I have these idiots doing TikTok dances all around me, and somehow I'm in their orbit. And he just wants to be anywhere but where he is when that video is being shot.
Well, send me the link. I'll look at it. I'll check it out.
I can do that
at some point. Here's the scenario that I want to play out in my brain when you send me this Amazon story. I want the scenario to be a random driver picks up a random soccer mom,
right,
and they hit skins in the van.
It sounds too calculated.
That's what
to
I
me.
Want it to be.
Yeah.
Is that what you think it is, or is it just these people know each other? I want it to be stranger sex.
She looks like a prostitute, to be honest.
So that's what you think
Not
it
that,
is.
It doesn't look hot to me.
I think it's titillating.
Right. Valdez, what's the strangeriest chick rendezvous you had? Like, just besides like a one-night stand.
I mean, in college, that's about it. Like, dorm room, nothing crazy.
Right, but not like somebody like you met at a Walmart, you know, and then you're like at a Target and you're in the dressing room. I'm just asking.
When does that ever happen?
I know.
Happens all the time in certain videos I see. Oh, yeah.
That's called videos.
Did you have a playground incident?
No, I'm not in a Burger King bathroom.
Okay,
fantasy.
I know Horsey. I think the Horsey first skins were like at a playground.
He admitted to a I think he did admit to a basketball court.
Yeah,
or a park.
Yeah.
But that wasn't.
I think Skippy had a rendezvous at a playground too.
He did.
Yeah. When he was about 14.
Right.
That's about right.
And I'm not surprised by that.
I think that was about right for Valdez. Very right. Wrong. Didn't you have a playground incident?
Yeah, I think everyone has a playground incident around 14, 15.
I didn't. No. I wasn't even close.
Well, not like skins hitting,
but just like.
But like fondling.
When I was at the playground, I was actually playing at the playground.
I was trying to do like a penny drop. Do you remember what a penny drop was?
Oh, is that when you swing off like the monkey bars and try to land on your feet?
Yeah, you're hanging from your feet and the monkey bars.
That we would do that at recess at elementary school. Yeah. The teachers would be like, what are you idiots doing?
And then you do a flip.
Yeah. When did Jason outgrow the monkey bars? When he was like five? His feet can touch the ground.
He broke the monkey bars.
You're so funny.
Drabby, you have any what's the strangeriest thing you had? Just one night, maybe a one-night stand
in
college?
I don't think I had any of those.
Yeah.
I had a playground incident, but I was about 6 years old.
You had a playground incident?
And I got into a lot of trouble. Yeah, I've told you about it before.
What'd you do?
Well, that's what I told you. It was when I told the girl I'd be friends with her if she'd come behind the tree with me and I'd pull her pants down.
Oh my God, it's six?
We were the same age, so it wasn't like a perverted thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this went on for a while.
Who's thinking about this at six?
Well, I was curious. Yeah. I remember pinching her butt. And then the teacher saw us.
Right.
And she said I touched her privates.
Yeah.
And then my mom came and beat me with a belt for about 3 hours.
Ooh. Wow. And Matt Cahill spent some time in the principal's office, I'm sure.
It was at daycare.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Those teachers probably thought you were destined for prison.
I think I was on my way. I think that beatdown may have changed my path.
Right. And last but not least, Joe Buck is in the news. You know, a lot of people find Joe Buck annoying. I like him. I think he's fine. He doesn't bother me.
Well, he's very good at what he does.
But
I know he does annoy
people.
Yeah.
And I think people also think he's kind of, I don't know, boring is the right word, but there's something about him that people don't like.
And whenever you hear his voice, you know it's a big game. It sounds like a big game.
I think so. I think sometimes he's out of his realm when he does golf.
Oh, yeah. He was terrible at golf.
You don't remember the name of his book. I believe we got it here.
How would I remember
that? Lucky Bastard.
Right.
You're right. I don't remember it.
But apparently he did a podcast recently where he admits using a bottle to relieve himself while he was calling an NFL touchdown. So he was in the middle of the game.
Wow.
He had he had to go, Cakes.
Yeah.
So luckily he had a Cakes, so he could actually perform the maneuver.
There's a lot of Cakes slander of late. There's a lot of that.
And
by the way, there's a lot of that for a lot of people in this room who have never gone on record with what they have in their pants. Just let me.
No, I've gone on record.
Heard a specific number from anybody outside of this. Dum-dum.
Look at the face.
20 years ago. The number many, many times. We JP, had a rule in college.
Well, I mean, I think it's about 3 or 4 digs today.
Why are you bullying Cakes today?
Does Cakes want to have a dong off?
Yeah. Slice for a hog off.
Listen, we had a rule. I would
pay for that.
We had a rule in college. If you're over 7, Mark Brunell, and he proved it.
Right. He also sucker punched you.
That's true.
He hit you in the nose.
He hit you in the nose with his Mark Brunell.
He had a Mark Brunell and a hook.
That's impressive.
And he proved it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. Next to a ruler.
That's pretty intense. He left nothing.
Was it on a playground?
No,
it was not.
No, it was.
Aren't you playing the playground?
4703 Norwich Road.
Maybe I just need to do the ROM thing where he measures from a different spot, and I'll just add some from your backside. I'll add some length.
Yeah, right. And measure from the backside.
I need to remeasure. Maybe that's
who
the
did
move.
That song, The Playground? Who was that?
ABC. Another ABC. Bad Creation.
That's a real great thing. I believe
they also did. Was it Aisha?
Yeah.
Good pull for a guy that didn't like rap.
Thank you.
For a guy that hates hip hop. Yeah, you did.
I don't hate it. It's just not my thing.
Well, that was a good tune, though.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We've got to take a break. Coming up, Jason Lockefour is going to join us at 9 to talk some NFL. And, of course, Ryan Zimmerman from your Nats. He's on the show at 9:25.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I've got a Squeakers Court Hall of Famer. This guy is a revolutionary. Jason, I think you'll respect this dude's hustle.
Okay.
I don't have his last name, but his name is Dylan. He's a 33-year-old electrical engineer from California.
All right.
Who was trying to save money, trying to pay off like graduate school debts, save money for, I think, for getting married. He was trying to save cash. So he realized an easy way to save money, especially on food, was for him to buy a $150 annual season pass to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, with that pass, he was also given parking and, here's the kicker, two meals per day every time he showed up at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Now, you also got to know he lived in his van.
Okay, I didn't know he lived in a van.
No, he lived in a van.
Okay.
And he did this for at least 1 year, maybe more, and he ate there every day.
Yeah.
So he had two meals a day there, and he may have eaten some other places too, but those were his primary sources of meal. So he's basically eating carnival food.
Yeah. Right. He said that one of his coworkers said she spent $1,500 a month dining out. And he was like, well, that's finished. I'm not going to do that. So he bought the pass, and he's eaten an estimated, this will blow your mind, 2,000 meals at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Wow.
And it averages out to about 50 cents per sitting.
What's on the menu?
Per meal.
Well, hot dogs.
I mean, it's your pretzels.
I just want to know the variety. They might have nachos on there.
He said the first year the menu was kind of lame. All you could get was a burger and fries or a pizza and breadsticks or like just pathetic sandwiches and a refillable soda cup. And obviously wasn't healthy, but I guess as he kept doing it, they kept adding other menu items. And this is where he started to pack on the extra pounds. He said you could get Dippin' Dots, sundaes, churros, and pretzels. Mm-hmm. And so when he started adding that on, he started just packing on the weight.
Oh, did he? Was it as part of the downside? He gained a bunch of weight through the deal?
Yes. Sure he did.
I didn't see that part of the story.
But
that's a good bit, though.
That's a great bit.
But think about this. I think you may have it.
Yeah.
He was able, I think, to pay off his student loan.
Yeah.
And he bought a house.
Right.
It's a good bit. You know what? I'm going to actually tell Kelsey about that.
You won't do it.
I won't do it, but my daughter does these creative TikTok videos.
You're going to send her to Six Flags?
I'm just looking. She had 633,000 views for eating gas station food for a day. So she's always looking for new angles, so maybe she could do eating theme park food for a day.
When she's doing the eating gas station food, is it like high-end gas stations like your Wawa's and your Sheetz?
Or I mean, I actually haven't looked at the video. I just clicked it on now.
You can eat pretty good.
The hungry foodie on TikTok.
You can eat pretty good at those spots. But like if you go into just like a random, I don't know, like a Shell station.
Twinkie City.
I'll click on it now, Cakes.
I don't actually
have TikTok.
So I will say that the BP in my neighborhood, they have soft pretzels. They have hot dogs on the rollers, like 7-Eleven.
What have you ordered? Have you ordered any of it?
I've never had a hot dog, but I have had a pretzel. The pretzel has caught
For some reason, you're in a mood.
Look, it's spinning around. It's golden brown. It's loaded with salt. And one day I just had a moment of weakness. I said, well, I'm getting that. I'm going to get that.
I only eat that at a football game.
A redneck guzzler of Diet Coke.
Cakes, yeah. If you want to know the lowdown, she did for breakfast a donut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Followed by lunch, which was a hot dog.
See, that seems a little dicey.
Snack pizza.
Okay.
And then after that, for dinner, mini tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a slushie for dessert.
Oh, slushie's so good.
So that's your full day, all from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
How much did she spend?
Don't know.
Mm. All right, let's go.
That does sound pretty good.
So this guy is a Dylan from California, 33 years old.
Major squeaker.
Full-on genius squeaker move by him.
Well, it's great squeaker move. It's bad for your health.
Bad for your health.
But if you're young, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
And he paid off his student loan.
Yeah, he said that the entire first year he did it, didn't go to a grocery store. Why would you?
And would you say it was an electrician?
He's an electrical engineer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Paid off the student loan, and he put a down payment on a house.
And it wasn't anything illegal. It wasn't like the fake couponers here.
No.
It was all going to jail for 10 years.
Who knew? I guess, who knew they had meal plans at Six Flags?
Back in the day.
What the meal plan is at Marist or at Cornell?
I used to have a season pass to Wild World before it was acquired by Six Flags.
You know what it used to be? You know what the season pass used to be?
They were like $40 or $50.
I think it was $29.95.
They were so cheap. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
But it didn't include free food.
It did not include free food. But I would get on. I would get on the Metro bus.
Okay? Of course, we all did
on Pointer Ridge Drive.
Yeah,
I would hop on. I would take the bus to Wild World.
Yeah,
I would show them my silly season pass.
Yeah,
I would go ride the
Rampage,
the long flumes, and the water slides.
Yeah,
and people were stealing EB's shoes and
slides. They stole my Nike Legends
because the wave pool.
And then I would have a pocket full of quarters, and I would go to the arcade, and I would play track and field, and I would
me
do
too.
That.
Oh, I did the same thing.
As I could, and I would play all of it. It was some of the best days of my life.
Were you in heaven?
Just wasting my time away at Wild World.
Right.
And then I started working there.
But there wasn't a meal plan.
There was not a meal plan then. Now they've obviously...
That's a good hustle.
It's a great hustle by him.
Let's go to Mike in Bristow. Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Bristow Manor still there, that golf course?
Bristow Manor, yeah.
I haven't played there in 20
we went there,
years.
Like, I think 11 years ago for a wedding. But it was still there then, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
what city is that?
Bristow.
Yeah, Bristow.
Isn't there one like...
It's like far.
I feel like there's one in Frederick called something similar.
Don't know that one. Mike, what do you got for us?
That's a popular name. Hey, I don't know about Six Flags meal plan, but my family, we got four kids and my wife, we go to King's Dominion. And dude, they have upped the game. It is not carnival food. You can get like steak, shrimp, grilled chicken, hummus, like cakes, loves, you know, dude. And also there's a Chick-fil-A in there too.
Ah.
All part of the meal plan.
Strong.
And how much is the meal plan?
Meal plan, I think is $90, but you got $100 for like the season pass or $150. But then the meal plan is $90. But dude, I go down there and with all my family, six people, and we get four meals, and everyone just we're good, you know.
So you
but
do
it's not
this.
Like, yeah, we do this.
Ooh. Yeah, it's
what do you do for a living?
And it's fun too. I'm a UPS driver.
UPS driver. See,
so you love Brown so much.
Do you guys hate so Amazon?
What can Brown do for you guys?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
does UPS
so
feel threatened by Amazon?
So how long does it last, for a year or just like a summer?
Yeah, just a year, but it goes through. Dude, we did the holiday haunt thing. It was really fun. Like, it was scary. They do a Christmas thing. I mean, I kind of feel like Cedar Fair should give me money for this spot. But listen, it's a really good thing to do.
How many times a week do you use it?
Well, I haven't gone because I'm a UPS driver. I'm always at work. But my wife would take the kids down there twice a week.
Twice a week.
We live in Bristow area.
Twice a week.
And ride silly roller coasters. Ride the Rebel Yell.
Yeah, roller coasters. But you have to, 4 hours between each meal. But, like, there's this place called Grain and Grill where you can get, like, you know, kebab, like, you know, shrimp. And like the zucchini, like
he's found a way to job the system. Veggie. Good for him,
dude. You're saving a ton of dough,
dude. It paid for itself. And there's a Chick-fil-A there, dude. My kids don't eat. They only eat Chick-fil-A.
All right, look at that.
All right, Mike. Thank you for the call.
It's like fine dining, like the bomb.
Why couldn't we just get Chick-fil-A right now, just delivered to us?
A little mini chicken biscuits.
Called Uber Eats.
Oh, so delicious.
No, Uber Eats, I don't want to spend $38.
Just saying that it's possible.
Uber Eats stinks. Could make it happen. All right, coming. up next, we'll talk some NFL. Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.